Hello, this is the Listening Exam 2012. I'm going to give you the instructions for the test. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You can answer the questions while you are listening, but you will also have some time after each recording. There'll be a pause before each piece so that you can look at the questions, and other pauses to let you think about your answers. Please read the instructions and the exercise for task one. You've got 15 seconds. Now listen to text one.
Saving energy.
1.
The average automobile produces 3 tonnes of CO2 a year. Walking or cycling produces none. Isn't it time to use your legs instead of driving? Bicycles are greenhouse gas free, good for the heart and cheap. Yet they account for less than 2% of journeys in the UK. Walking is cheaper still and also excellent exercise.
2. Some diesel engines will run on waste cooking oil if it's brewed into biodiesel or blended with old-fashioned fossil diesel. Recycled oil will reduce emissions from driving and can make a tasty saving against rising gas prices. Running your car on the same oil that fries your fish is a major CO2 saver and could be cheap as chips too. 3.
Tumble dryers are the most energy-intensive household appliances and produce an average of 310 kilograms of CO2 a year each. Drying clothes on a line in the fresh air creates no emissions and saves about £70 a year in fuel bills. Plus, there is no danger of shrinking the clothes and shortening their lifespan.
4.
LEDs are about 90% more energy efficient than the standard incandescent equivalent. They don't flicker and last 5 times longer than conventional ones. And because they produce a powerful focused light, they're an ideal alternative to halogen spotlights indoors or out. They also come as dimmers and can even change color to match your mood.
5.
Are you squandering money on power without even noticing? Gadgets you think are turned off may still be draining electricity on the sly. Turning off one electric toothbrush might not seem such a big deal, but what about that DVD player? And the washing machine? The microwave? And the printer? And the games console? And the digital radio? Disconnecting them all at the mains can zap 8% off your annual electricity bill.
Now listen again. 1.
The average automobile produces 3 tonnes of CO2 a year. Walking or cycling produces none. Isn't it time to use your legs instead of driving? Bicycles are greenhouse gas free, good for the heart and cheap. Yet they account for less than 2% of journeys in the UK. Walking is cheaper still and also excellent exercise.
2. Some diesel engines will run on waste cooking oil if it's brewed into biodiesel or blended with old-fashioned fossil diesel. Recycled oil will reduce emissions from driving and can make a tasty saving against rising gas prices. Running your car on the same oil that fries your fish is a major CO2 saver and could be cheap as chips too. 3.
Tumble dryers are the most energy-intensive household appliances and produce an average of 310 kilograms of CO2 a year each. Drying clothes on a line in the fresh air creates no emissions and saves about £70 a year in fuel bills. Plus, there is no danger of shrinking the clothes and shortening their lifespan.
4.
LEDs are about 90% more energy efficient than the standard incandescent equivalent. They don't flicker and last 5 times longer than conventional ones. And because they produce a powerful focused light, they're an ideal alternative to halogen spotlights indoors or out. They also come as dimmers and can even change color to match your mood.
5.
Are you squandering money on power without even noticing? Gadgets you think are turned off may still be draining electricity on the sly. Turning off one electric toothbrush might not seem such a big deal, but what about that DVD player? And the washing machine? The microwave? And the printer? And the games console? And the digital radio? Disconnecting them all at the mains can zap 8% off your annual electricity bill.